Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing, always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/true-transparency-pricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
We're going to play something for you real quick where there was a prank call produced out of this building to Austin Huff, who used to be a producer here, who was a producer at Jim Rome and has since moved on. Great dude, really smart, really funny guy. At Austin Huff on Twitter, really funny guy, as Doug Matthews' voice. We're going to play that for you in just a second. Jason Martin, Big Six, coming up at 6 o'clock. What's going on, man?
Man, I'm mad again because I'm reading articles about sports in July that don't need to be written. So
you're going to talk about
them? Every July.
So Peter King left the MMQB and he's doing his new thing at NBC, but the MMQB.com is still a thing and they still have people writing things. A lot of those things are good. This dude, Andy Benoit, I don't know if it's Benoit or Benoit, I don't know that I care after reading this article, wrote a horrendous article that lays out the worst case possible as to why the NFL is far superior to college football. And one, on its face, that's false. And I'm going to lay that out. But I'm basically going to take this thing apart piece by piece.
Yes.
I'm looking forward to sitting in traffic and listening to that.
Yeah, like I've had enough. And the other thing, after talking about fun being overrated in sports, got me to thinking about other things that are overrated. So the Big Six list tonight is the Big Six most overrated people in sports today.
Oh, wow.
So I'll be getting to that tonight as well.
Okay.
So a lot of vitriol and complaining on Wednesday.
You're going to feel a lot better after the Big Six today. So at JMartZone on Twitter, that's coming up. Here it is. This is Austin Huff, who used to work here. Then he was a producer for Jim Rome, being prank called by Doug Matthews sound bites.
Zone.
Hey, Austin.
Yes.
Is Brad in there?
He is not anymore. He was like just a bit ago.
All right. You hear me okay?
Yeah.
How much was that one, Austin, that last one? About 16 minutes?
Which would the... how long was which one?
Can't hear you.
Hello?
All right.
Can you hear me?
Okay, I'll get going at 7. Okay. You hear me okay? Hey, Austin?
Yeah.
You're not coming through. You can just hand signal me. That's all right. Just hold up your fingers. How many was it?
Hang up on Coach Matthews.
Right?
Now, remember, this is a computer screen in front of someone with button bar sound bites from Doug. Okay, so based on what Austin says, you hit one of the sound bites, right? So that's how this is done. So they call him back, right, JT? Austin clearly has figured this out. It's still funny.
Zone Studio.
You hear me? I think that was, I had about 14 minutes. That sound about right? Can you tell? 1450? Is Brad in there? Can't hear you. You hear me okay?
Oh, man.
Hey, Austin?
Oh, man. Doug Matthews.
We got to bring that back. We got to bring it back, and it's got to be Miggy Ryan.
The funny thing is, they have, like, producers in this building have weird sound bites from all of us.
Oh, yeah.
Usually
dangerous, incriminating sound bites from all of us.
Yeah, usually it's innuendo stuff.
You've had, like, 6 this week, Babs.
You missed one a couple days ago.
Yeah, I did.
She said something. I'm not going to repeat it. She said something, and she being Dawn Davenport, if you're new to the show, and she throws her mic out in front of her, backs up, and puts her hand in her face.
Because I don't realize, like, some of the things I say, I don't realize they can be taken the wrong way. And after I say them.
A lot of the things that you say.
I know.
Most.
Phrasing, yeah. Davenport. Phrasing. Come on.
Oh, man.
All right, we got one more before the show's over.
All right, is this, do we need to set this one up at all?
Yes, this is Paul Kuharsky.
Paul Kuharsky soundbites pranking Calling Kirby.
Kirby Allen Kirby.
Yes.
Hello?
This is Paul talking to you here. You're getting a proctological exam.
I'm what?
Be quiet. You blow and blow and blow.
What?
Hey, are you sure you want to do this?
What are you talking about, Paul?
Stay out of left lane. Show some sack and own it.
What?
Don't piss on my back and tell me it's raining.
What are you doing?
You do what you need to do with Steve. I'll do what I need to do with Steve.
What are you talking about?
That's a you problem, not a woof woof problem.
Okay, you're not making. I mean, I get that you're using one.
Be quiet. People are idiots.
What the heck is going on?
Oh, man. Paul Garski from the Midday 180. Pranking Kirby.
Oh.
All right. So, yeah, clearly we need to make this a 3HL segment.
Yes, clearly.
I think every show needs to do that.
I think so, too.
Jason Martin, everybody. Oh. Ryan Mudd. I mean... DB3 on Twitter, Doug Matthews prank call, hilarious in all caps. Thank you for sharing. Hey, Austin.
Just use hand gestures.
It's going to be about 1450. Appreciate Doug Matthews for joining the show today.
You know, people are calling him like, hey, man.
You just prank called Austin.
Why did you do that to Austin Huff? He's a nice guy.